I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you see your buddy Mad Dog? His take on the...
Who's he ripping now?
Pete, really, basically, and the Mets. He just blowtorched them.
I mean, he does that with everybody.
Good God almighty. His energy is still amazing. All right, he just shredded everything about from tonight's pregame celebration and acknowledgement of Pete Alonso breaking Darryl's all-time franchise mark to, I think, Gary Cohen's call. Now, listen, I've always said mechanically, I think Gary Cohen's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've always said that. I'm not here to bash Gary Cohen. I've known him for years in terms of coming and going, Seton Hall, St. John's. Gary, how you doing? Always respect him. He's great. Yeah. He's a great play-by-play man. But own private iceberg.
He's the polar bear.
Come on, dude. Stop defending him.
You're not getting it.
Yo, if Michael K dropped something like that on, you know, when Derek got number 3,000 or A-Rod hit number 5, right? Come on, be fair. He's on his own private iceberg?
Here's what I would be fair about.
Those icebergs crash?
I got to be honest. Well, I don't know. No, I thought boats crash into icebergs.
That's true, too. Well, icebergs can crash into other icebergs, I'm sure, or land.
Why? Icebergs are traveling now?
No, but they just kind of shift in the ocean as it thaws a bit.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm thinking of the, you know, Rudolph, the cartoon.
Of course.
Rudolph breaks off, you know, Cornelius.
Like the old, the claymation one almost.
Cornelius breaks off the iceberg, and then they take that iceberg to go see the abominable snowman.
Didn't they do that in Elf, too? Didn't he take an iceberg?
Yes, he did. Good point. So maybe
and then he's in the Lincoln Tunnel.
What I would say is this. I'm not going to comment on the call. I love SNY. I love Gary Cohen. I love everything about it. Iceberg this, iceberg that, whatever. That's fine. But to be fair,
I hope you'd be fair at some point here.
If Michael K did something like that,
okay,
I would think it was probably corny.
Okay, so that is Sal's way of towing the company line, which you
I love Gary Cohen. I love the call.
Which, by the way, you very rarely do. If there's two people who really don't give a rat's ass about a company line, it's these two guys right here, you and I.
Yeah.
So, I'm not asking you to bash it. I'm not even bashing Gary Cohen, but his own private iceberg. Now, the other thing, too, is, now, I don't know if this, forget about Gary for a second. I didn't love the call, but who the hell am I to judge Gary Cohen? He's terrific. He's a Hall of Famer.
So, right. How do you do?
Hey. I mean... Hey, there's some Johnny's calls in there. Take it easy. How do you do? That's a Volpe.
Yeah,
the guy who's singing Italian for Volpe, you know, hitting 209. Yeah, get him in the Hall of Fame. So to me, though, that sounded scripted.
Right. Or definitely premeditated.
Well, but a lot of people say, and I don't know if Kay's, I'll just text him and get the answer. I don't know if Kay has ever scripted stuff. But a lot of people say they don't. Like a lot of golf announcers, when it's Tiger, whether it's Jim Nance or whomever, you know, that big pivotal moment, Jack in 86, like it's almost better to be organic and don't script it. And by the way, if you script it, that's fine. I don't have an issue. But that was definitely scripted by Gary.
It sounded like that to me, but I have no idea. It could have just been, hey, he could think of it on the spur of the moment. Polar bear is on his own iceberg. I would think a lot of these guys, Nance has said that before where the big call, when you anticipate knowing that a historic call is coming, there's at least some thought that goes into it. Kay, I think, has alluded to that as well. I forget which call specifically with him.
Well, you'd be an idiot not to give it some thought because you're getting clowned everywhere. Yeah. Back in the day, you know, Lindsey Nelson or Phil Rizzuto make a mistake back in the day. All right, big deal. I mean, you hear it live. Now, if Gary Cohen butchered that call. No, I didn't love the call. We didn't butcher it. If Gary Cohen butchers that call last night, I don't mean Met fans, but a lot of people will be mocking him social media. So you almost have to be buttoned up and address it preemptively.
I thought Keith Rad nailed it. He did it. Now that was the other part I was thinking about it. Keith, you know, Howie. It was the third inning, right?
Yeah, because he had a double his first at bat.
Right, so Howie, I guess, was sick. I didn't listen to the whole game. I just heard the call, and I saw Keith Rad got it, which means it takes place in the third inning because he does the third and seventh or whatever it was. Maybe it's his third, fourth, seventh, whatever it may be. I know.
You think Howie's a little jealous? Be
100%.
Honest. It's got to be. And I don't blame him.
Now, jealous may not be the right word. Howie did tweet about it saying he was happy for Keith, who's going to have many more significant moments.
Yeah.
Keith had Soto's first home run call. His first ever home run call with the Mets.
He did. I didn't realize that.
And now he gets this one. Now, remember, over the weekend, Gary Cohen was off.
Was out, yeah.
Yeah.
So Gelbs was in the booth with Keith.
And he got the game tying call. The Strawberry, you know, the Alonzo tying run with Strawberry.
He did.
Could have had the go-ahead one. That's a risk that Cohen had by taking off. And it could have been Keith because Howie wasn't in. It could have been Keith or Pat McCarthy.
Yeah.
Howie wasn't in Milwaukee. Turns out Keith got it anyway because it happened in the third inning. I wouldn't say there's jealousy, but there's got to be some level of...
Would have been nice if it was me. That's human nature. I'm not going to get mad at anybody for that.
But Howie, now, to his own credit, said he's had a million big calls in his life.
Howie's phenomenal. Yeah. Now, again, jealousy is a dirty word, and we're not saying that. Like, if you're jealous of somebody, generally your actions try to undercut their success. There's no way Howie's doing that to younger broadcasters in the booth. I from what I hear of Howie, I think he's very giving. And by the way, speaking of Howie and everybody in the radio, obviously, you know, our own Dave Sims, Susan. So I noticed this now as my son's football training camp started. I don't coach. Yeah. I'm nowhere near it. I just drop him off. But sometimes I'll just watch from a distance, spit some seeds, you know, just to enjoy the evening. I won't even go on the field, but I'll just watch from the car. And I will listen to the radio. And it's just something I've known forever. That's why I fell in love with this medium. That's why I do what I do. And I'm sure you as well. But the reinforcement of how hearing a baseball game in particular on the radio is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that SNY is great. You know, I love Yes and K and O'Neill and Coney and those guys. But when I listen to the radio, it's like, I don't want to say it's better because I'm not trying to pit broadcaster against broadcaster. But there's something so... This is going to sound corny, like beautiful and clean and throwback to the radio. I love it.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of baseball on the radio, and it's great. I love listening to Susan, obviously Dave, now, you know, Susan and John forever, and Dave now. I think Keith Rad and Pat McCarthy do an excellent job. I've told them both that I love it. And I think that there's probably a part of Keith while he's excited to be on that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I call a historic call. Mm-hmm. It's probably a part of him. We've talked about this when I had him on that day, 4th of July, ahead of the Subway Series, where, like, you don't want to, like, step on... Howie's toes. You almost feel like, hey, Howie, you're the Met historian. Like, I'll have my moments in the future. Let Howie get that big moment. You feel uncomfortable having that moment, but he rose to the occasion, did a tremendous job.
It was a good call. Hey, yeah. Listen, sometimes the 23-year-old kid's got to take the shot with 2 seconds to go in the game. It's not always going to be Patrick Ewing from 15 feet at age 32. It is what it is.
And it was a great call. Now, this does make me think of one call that there was definitely some jealousy involved with.
Okay, should be fun.
And it ended up... Now, we have the long version of this, I hope.
Oh, I love this
stuff. At the very end of it, you'll remember this one well.
Is this Murph?
No.
Oh.
This is Sterling and his partner prior to...
Well, Charlie Steiner?
Yes.
Okay, oh, yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
This is the Aaron Boone one. Go ahead and play this one there.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. Aaron Boone has hit a home run. The Yankees go to the World Series for the 39th time in their remarkable history. Aaron Boone down the left field line. They are waiting for him at home plate. And now he dives into the scrum. The Yankees win it 6-5.
Game over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win.
The Yankees win.
Steiner joined in on the. I don't remember that,
dude.
Steiner, what are you doing
now? So the setup. Now I don't remember the exact setup, but it was extra innings.
Yeah, yeah.
So Steiner would get an inning in extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, without having to talk to him, you know John is seething.
John more than I think anybody in the business.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. That Charlie got this incredible call. By the way, like, Boone gets hurt there because, all due respect to Charlie Steiner, who's a great broadcaster, he's not John Sterling on the Yankee call. Like, if I'm Boone and I hit that historic home run, I want John Sterling on the call.
For sure.
Anyway, so Sterling probably just dying inside, having to watch this happen. And Charlie Steiner calling it. And then Sterling takes over to get the Yankees win in.
I know.
And Steiner joins him with the Yankees win.
I don't remember that. I mean, this is wow. Now, this is not the equivalent, but imagine... I mean, imagine like Mike and Chris at the height of their feud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they're good now, but you know.
Yeah.
With their feud and like, you know, Chris opened up the and Mike just jumping in and just running them over and railroading them. And now you do that call every day. That's fairly common because that's Russo's signature back in the day. I mean, it's not a walk off off Tim Wakefield here to go to the World Series. So it's not the equivalent, but you know. Because John Sterling. Really, I think John Sterling thought he was like part player, and it was part of his brilliance. Yeah. He inserted himself so into it, so much, so deeply into it that I must have crushed him.
Oh, 100%. That killed him. And even, dude, that's the best example ever. I was thinking of that over the weekend when I was trying to play out in my head who's going to get this call. Like, the equivalent would be Keith Rad getting to call the home run, and then Howie at the end of it trying to get his thing in, and Keith. Jumps in like that is the worst. You know, Sterling was dying the fact that he couldn't make the call to begin with, but then to have Steiner then jump back in and do the Yankees win with him
and hijack it.
They're basically fighting
for the microphone
live on the air like that.
Okay. So now, just to be fair, that is good stuff.
Is Steiner?
I think he was still doing the Dodgers.
I don't know if he passed away. Is he still alive?
I thought Charlie Steiner was alive. Sure.
Okay.
Is he still doing the Dodgers, Hoff? I don't know about that. So, what about those, Sal?
We should get John on to talk about that. That is, get the real behind the scenes story on that one.
His stomach must have been in knots, dude. All right. So now think about this, though. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Now, they didn't work together many years. So, is it possible that, based on Yankees are at home, a walk-off, it's over, maybe, is it possible that this was talked about before? Hey, Charlie, I know you have the microphone. I will lay out. I will give you the call, okay? And then, but will you do me a solid and at least let me do my shtick here with the Yankees win? And if you want, because they're going to the World Series, if you want to jump in, you could join me. Yankees win. Is there a chance? I'm just asking. That it was like jovial and it was like a team effort, or were they really fighting for that mic?
Maybe. I would say there's a
small chance. Yeah,
3% chance that that's the case. I mean, in real time, now I don't know the backstory to it. I'm just doing the math. like, put yourself in that spot. Any play-by-play guy would want that call. I don't care how many World Series Sterling called before that. That's a great moment, a walk-off home run.
Against the Red Sox.
To get you to the World Series in that game.
I know.
And you could tell he wanted to get back in because he was waiting for Steiner to finish his call.
Which was a good pro move. He didn't jump on him at all.
Right. John did the right thing there. It's frustrating. It's not your inning. It just worked out that way. Waited. Let Charlie do it. Then he gets his thing in. And Charlie goes.
Sal, I got to be honest. I don't know that I've ever really thought of it that way. Like, yeah. I know the call from Steiner. I knew that. I did not remember or maybe not even know that stuff. Like, at the end, that's nuts.
Oh, man, that is great. Bill is calling from Lynbrook. What's up, Bill?
How you doing today, guys?
How are you, Bill?
Hey, Billy.
Good. Hey, two quick things. One about your golf outing with Mr. Frances, and the second one about the Yankees. I'm a retired city cop, so I've never been around guys who had a lot of money to join clubs, but in my afterlife, since I was a golfer, I've had that opportunity. So roughly this time last year, I happened to run into Mr. Francesa at a club. I don't know if it's where you guys are going, but we'll get into that a little later on. I play with guys. I'm a pretty good golfer. I'm a 9 handicap.
Nice. I've
been playing a good part of my life.
And good number.
I always tell guys, I don't embarrass myself usually. But I usually tell guys when they come out, you know, if they don't play, I go, listen, you know, come out, enjoy the day, enjoy the golf course. I mean, golf courses are beautiful. It's hard to find one that's not a beautiful golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy your company. Now, as far as Mike goes, like I said, I literally ran into him last year at the club. And, you know, he's up there in age, whatever. And I know he was an athlete back in the day. Most of us were. And I wouldn't be too embarrassed about going out.
No.
You know, he chases it away.
Bill, here's the difference.
Sal's going to defend his boy.
I'm not saying he's Arnie Palmer out there, and we appreciate the call. Well, thanks for the call. Like, come on. But I'm telling you, now maybe it's just because I'm so bad, but the key would be hitting the ball straight.
Advancing the ball straight.
He does it every time, like a machine.
Like a machine?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, like, perfect shots all the time.
But going more toward the hole, the green.
Yeah, more often. Like, I'm all over the place.
Oh, me too.
Into the woods. Ugh. Hey, well, you hit one down the center. Hey, great job. Like, that's the rarity.
Yeah.
When with Mike, it's the rarity that he would be off on that. I played a full round with him.
Yeah.
Literally a year ago.
Listen, to me, here's the way to play golf. All right, if you're good, play fast. If you suck, play faster.
Yeah, right.
That's honestly the way to do it. Right. Like, I know we're going to have a caddy, which is a different level of nervousness. I get apprehensive when there's a caddy, another set of eyeballs on me, whatever, but we talked about that yesterday. But like, when you don't have a caddy, because the caddy will go find our loose balls here. When you don't have a caddy, I give it the quick cursory look. Nope, don't see it. Drop right here. Good. Foot here wedge. Prop it up. Let's move.
Right.
You know, if I hit two on the ground in a row, I'll meet you on the green, boys. I got my, if I'm not driving the car, or even if I am, hey, I got my putter, got my wedge. See up there. Let's go.
We're going to get along together there because I basically do the same thing. I'm going to hit it. Yeah, I roll them up there. That's fine. I don't even care. I'll meet you at the next tee box.
100%. Who's riding with each other?
That's a good question. Well, obviously Mike's got to decide.
Yeah, that's true.
Cater to the big guy. Last year it was me and Mike, and JJ and Jerry rode together.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen, I really like JJ, so if it's me and him, it's cool.
Yeah. I would
assume. It's a good foursome, dude.
I'm looking forward to it.
JJ's
I would assume it's me and
ball.
You, but maybe get a little time in the car with Mike.
Well, how about this? How about you and I ride for night if Mike is okay with this? I would like to get in the car with Mike for a couple of holes, for sure.
Well,
talk about you.
Right. Right, Vince. Hey, Mike, what's it like to work with a nut job that you want nothing to do with on the air?
You got any advice for this? For me to deal with this idiot? Help me out, Mike. You've known him for 25 years.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.